You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And Ron Siegel Radio, this is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content this morning, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Chris Husong, Club M. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us.
I'm glad to be here.
Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, it would not be a morning with Ron Siegel Radio if we were not celebrating something today. National Truffle Day, observed annually May 2nd. Deliciously sweet chocolate truffle gets the spotlight today. Having beaten anorexia, I am ready for some truffles. Although, you know, when you think about this, if you listen to Ron Siegel Radio every morning, you probably know there are not a whole lot of things that I'm not ready to eat.
It is what it is.
Absolutely, it is what it is. I'm you know, equal opportunity. I don't want to give anybody a rough time. You know, we're always ready to do a little bit of eating here on Ron Siegel Radio. Although we might get into a little more eating and munching as the broadcast continues today. You're going to get some great information, I believe. And it's one of those educational shows. Well, maybe it's educational, controversial. We're going to talk and learn about cannabis. Now, you know me, I'm a anti-government guy. I want the government out of our hair, even though I don't have much hair any longer. But the idea here is, how are they butting in? How can we partake in a legal fashion? Again, that's my idea. Why is the government in it? I get this trouble all the time, but the government likes to butt into everything. Although sometimes they butt into just a little bit too much. Bill Clinton is in the news. I guess he heard one of the press conferences with his wife. Yeah, she did have a little bit to say at that press conference. But Bill butting into the controversy of Hillary's emails. And I know Bernie doesn't want to talk about the emails, but Bill decided that he would jump into this conversation. You got to wonder, though, talk about arrogance. Now, Bill Clinton, very, very smart gentleman. I don't think anybody's, you may agree with his politics, you may disagree with his politics. I don't think anybody is going to argue with the fact that he is a very, very smart individual. Out there trying to peddle, obviously inaccurate information, because he knows better than to think that the FBI has a one-year investigation with 150 agents, and it's just a little bit of a search issue. It's only a game, as he puts it. Really? I wonder when the 150 FBI agents go home at night, if they say, honey, I was just playing this little game of cat and mouse with Hillary Clinton. Oh, 55. I had nothing better to do today, honey. I was reading 55,000 printed pages of emails that the State Department somewhat turned over, or that we had to find. Just a little game. They gave, what do they call that? They're not going to prosecute the young man that set up the server for them. Ah, that was just a game that they're playing. They're just having a little bit of fun. Really. I wonder when the indictment comes down. Now, think about this. There's over 2,000 emails that they've already said had contained national secrets. They're extraditing a gentleman from Europe who hacked into Sid Blumenthal. Yeah, he's the guy that President Obama did not want hired by the government. So the Clinton Foundation actually hired Sid Blumenthal. And then he gets hacked. Man's in jail in Europe for the hacking, being extradited to the U.S. to talk to the FBI. And Bill Clinton says, it's just a game.
You know better than that.
Yeah, well, you know something? Maybe with Bernie, I hear Bernie's leading in California. He may get the nomination because Hillary may get the jewelry. Yeah, those silver cuffs that many are not so excited about. Maybe coming away for Hillary. You remember General Petraeus? Yeah, he did far less, and he was indicted and ultimately plea bargained. Interesting information there. Moving right along. News again, talk about crimes. Now, you did see last week we saw the loons in Costa Mesa vandalizing a police car. Now, let's see if we can understand this correctly. They want free speech. They want to inhibit the ability of Donald Trump to speak, and they want to vandalize a police car carrying Mexican flags, and we're supposed to be okay with this? That was a cartoon. Was that a Disney cartoon that had that in there? I don't know, Lion King or something like that? Unbelievable. So the government intervention, now they've got these loons going to these different events. They want to yell and scream, and whenever somebody escorts them out, they complain that it's their First Amendment right to disrupt, to stop somebody else from exercising their First Amendment right. How does that work? Why don't they just go and have their own rally? Oh, yeah, no one would show up. And probably no one would pay them to go do their own rally because half the time at these rallies that they go to, take a look. Here's just a little bit of intel for you to do your own research. When you go to these rallies, are they homemade signs or professional-made signs? Yeah, they're probably professional-made signs. Why would that be? Well, somebody's paying for it. If these people are proud of what they're doing, why do they have their faces covered? Generally, the Lone Ranger, who else covers their face? It's crooks that cover their face when they go to do things. If you're proud of it, you know, show who you are. And I don't know anybody that should be proud of bashing in the window of a police car, punching somebody else in the face. Is that really how you think you're going to get your point across? Or is it going to do just the opposite? Because people start looking at those who are bashing in police cars and vandalizing and saying, those guys are idiots, and I don't want to be on the same side of the road as them. I'm going to do the exact opposite. So I'm going to go vote for Trump just because of them. Why do I boycott Target? Because I don't believe in what they're doing. Why would I promote North Carolina? Because I believe in what they're doing. Think about that when you're going out to some of these protests. And I have nothing against protesting. Do it civilly. Do it respectfully. Do it honorably. I share that all the time. If you disagree with anything I say on the broadcast, and a lot of people do, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. I do not delete comments on there unless they're vulgar and their lack of respect. You want to debate? Debate all day long. Respectfully, no vulgarity. Vulgarity only shows your own stupidity. Again, my personal opinion. Get off my soapbox here. Maybe we'll take a look at what's going on in Puerto Rico just for fun. Maybe that's not fun either. Defaulting on a $422 million bond payment for its government development bank. $422 million default. That looks like a good idea, doesn't it? You know, I did look at some other things. Ironically enough, you know, I was talking a minute ago about crime. Is there a correlation between crime being up in San Francisco and crime being up in Chicago and crime being up in New York City? Do you know what the correlation is there? let's see, the mayor and all the city officials in San Francisco. Yeah, that's right. They do have a donkey on their emblem. Chicago, Rahm Emanuel. Yeah, donkey. Bill de Blasio in New York. Donkey. Yeah, I wonder where the, if there's any, is there any correlation to any of those things? I guess one other item that we could talk about here in the state of confusion, just to get us a little more excited about the direction that we take when we get political. National gas average, $2.21 a gallon. Here in the state of confusion, we are now at $2.80.2. Hawaii, they're second at $2.58. Just thought I'd throw that in there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, what's the difference between a marijuana entrepreneur and an opportunist? I don't know the answer, but we're going to find out. A billionaire says, buy a home. Should you listen to him? What happens if I don't sign the back of my credit card and refinancing your mortgage? Should you be doing that right now? All that and more. You can listen to us, Ron Siegel Radio. You can reach me anytime. The off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And remember, if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be posted. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by Processing for a Cause. Great organization. If you are in business, if you take credit cards, think about this concept. They will match your processing fee. They've got all the products. They've got all the equipment that you need. And then they take 20% of your processing fee and give it to the charity of your choice. So if you're already out there giving money to charity, think about that. How much processing money are you spending? And they're going to give 20% of it back to your favorite charity. And the question today, what happens if you don't sign the back of your credit card? It's something that I've asked this question many, many times. Nobody can answer this question for me. What is the purpose of signing the back of your credit card? Now, think about this concept. If I have my credit card in my pocket, I sign a piece of paper and for the transaction. Okay, the person on the other side doesn't know necessarily whether it's my signature or not. Now, if I lose my credit card and there's no signature on the back, it becomes very, very obvious to the credit card company if I sign the receipt or if somebody else signed the receipt, right? Because the person that gets the credit card, who finds that credit card or pickpockets me, they don't know what my signature looks like. They've never seen it. They just found my credit card. Likelihood is they're not going to know what my signature's like. When they go and use it fraudulently, they're going to have the wrong signature. It becomes very simple for everybody. Now, when I sign the back of the credit card, now they can copy my signature because they know what it looks like. It seems very, very counterintuitive to me. So what is the solution? Well, it's very simple. Where that sign, number one, 9 out of 10 people, I very rarely have anybody, I never signed the back of my credit card. And I very rarely, if ever, have anybody ask me for the signature. I don't even have anybody look at it anymore. You swipe the card yourself, so no one even grabs the card or holds the card. But if they do, just write on the back, check ID. Check ID. Then you can hand them your ID card, your driver's license, whatever you have. But think about how much safer could be for you. And it makes it much simpler if you are hacked, if it is fraudulent, much safer that, hey, that's not my signature. Take a look at my signature card. Take a look at my application. Take a look at everything else. It becomes very obvious whether you signed it or somebody else signed it. That's Your Credit Matters segment today, brought to you by Processing for a Cause. More about them later in today's broadcast. So you know me. I'm a conservative guy. I'm always talking about, you know, supporting and benefiting police activities. Black and white, it's legal or it's not legal. So when it was brought to my attention, hey, Ron, do you want to talk about cannabis, medical marijuana on the broadcast? I said, you know something? Let's chat about it. We can find out what it's all about. We can understand. We can learn together. So I was introduced to Chris Hussong, Club M. And he's sitting right here with us now, those of you watching on RonSiegelRadio.tv. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So I understand that you're kind of in the same, you were in the same boat as me, maybe still are, is that you looked at cannabis, marijuana, as being black and white, illegal, not illegal. How did you evolve, I guess is the term?
Well, my story is pretty unique. I grew up in a world where cannabis was available everywhere. My mom grew it. I mean, Everybody around had it, artists and everybody. So I grew up rebelling, saying, no, cannabis is bad. Cannabis is drugs. You know, cannabis, Nancy Reagan tells me, just say no.
Exactly.
That's where I grew up. So where the change came from me was when I was exposed to a movie called Science of Weed. And they let their premise is that let's let science decide, not culture, not politics, not government, but let's let science decide. And they exposed me to all the different people.
God, getting politics out?
No kidding,
surprise,
right?
Holy cow.
Stuff happens when you start to remove government. Prohibition has never been a great solution.
Right, absolutely.
Right? So what they did is they went to all these people that are being healed by using cannabis, by using hemp, by using marijuana. and they have all these different documentaries. And to me, it just made no more sense that this is an illegal substance. For me, I'm a big beer fan, right? Huge craft beer, love it. And there is no reason where something like that I could be proud to talk about, and using cannabis is any different.
Well, but so many, you know, you got to look at it and you say, the questions that come to my mind, obviously, you have to figure out how to make it legal.
Yep.
Right? I mean, you're right that, or you may be right. I'm not a doctor, so, you know, there's a lot of negative studies about alcohol.
Yep.
And there's a lot of negative studies. There's some positive ones. We're starting to see red wine is good for you.
Yep.
You know, my theory is that they say a glass a day is very good of red wine. So I just get a bigger glass.
There you go.
Right? So
A bottle-sized glass.
Exactly. That's a good start for the day. But, and everything medicinal or herbal seems to evolve, right?
Yep.
So 5 years ago, everything, or 10 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, everything that had to do with alcohol was bad for you.
Yep.
Now we're starting to find there are benefits.
Yep.
20 years ago, everything to do with marijuana was bad for you. Now, maybe it's not. You know, Vioxx.
Mm-hmm.
My dad took Vioxx. Did great things. Three people died, so now it's a horrible drug.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that some of these things get a little carried away.
What, political correctness is carried away? Come on.
Surprise, surprise, right?
Surprise,
I think,
right?
I think I heard Gomer just walking in.
Gomer. Surprise.
Surprise.
Here's what I can tell you.
He's a little slow. Okay, so what really got you to do your own research and make some decisions or get educated about marijuana?
So first, I got educated by meeting my friends at Science of Weed. Second is I started really doing the research myself. I started listening to an audio book called Smoke Signals. And
listening. That was by Cheech and Chong, right?
It wasn't by Cheech and Chong. But amazing, right? Those guys, that was my perception of cannabis, was Cheech and Chong was the guy in the Fast Times
at Ridgemont High.
Right? Yeah, let's share pizza together, right? It's our time. That was my understanding of cannabis, and it's really not the case. I mean, if you look back, jazz probably wouldn't be around if it wasn't for cannabis.
Really?
Right? I mean, Miles Davis, huge cannabis proponent, right?
You could probably say that about country music, too, because Willie Nelson probably has a little reputation there.
A little bit, right? You could say that about so many different artists and musicians. It's paid a huge life, but they've got to now feel bad about it, right? But they could go out and talk about Hennessy, or they could go talk about beer all day long. It makes no sense.
Right.
This is
kind of funny when you think about it. Dean Martin, always drunk on stage or reportedly, yet Cheech and Chong gets chastised.
Amen.
Okay.
See, what's the deal? It makes no sense. On top of that, cannabis itself is non-toxic. It's actually regenerative. It helps people get better brain function, get better liver function. In fact, if Dean was smoking cannabis, he could probably not have a hangover the next day.
Interesting. So I don't need my coconut water anymore.
Both, right? Let's have some cannabis-infused coconut water.
Okay. So now we've got to the point now where we've got it seems to me, again, being the conservative guy, medical marijuana cards.
Yeah.
If I want to get a prescription for Tylenol with codeine, you know, the doctor's got to go through 17 levels of testing. Yet you hear about, for a medical marijuana card, it seems like pay the copay and you got your card.
Yeah.
So it seems to me that you got a little bit of the difference there between entrepreneur and opportunist. You know, seeing
I see where you're going with it for sure. And what I can tell you is, first, you don't need a prescription for marijuana. Because it's federally illegal, but locally in state, it's not. A doctor can't prescribe marijuana, but they can recommend it. So they create a recommendation card. That's why there's less red tape involved in it.
You can always like that idea where less red tape. But so explain this to me. Maybe you're not the right person to ask this, but I'm going to throw it at you. And just tell me if you're not. I'm not trying to quiz you or anything.
Fire away.
The federal government says illegal.
Yep.
But we know that Colorado has said it's legal.
Yep.
So how do we reconcile, is it or isn't it? And if we cross over the street going out of Colorado and going to New Mexico, you know, what do we do? Are there lockers at the border?
There should be. But what we should do is get the government out of this and quit this prohibition and let cannabis be able to transfer just like I can corn. It's a plant. I mean, you should be able to take it across state lines, no problem. But the
so
way
when
we
did you stop that though, because opium is a plant,
right?
Probably should that be freed? And I'm like the biggest square in the world. Well, we're going to talk about this, me being a big square. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, financial markets, business, cannabis. How do we get into cannabis on Ron Siegel Radio? It's fascinating to me, though. Billionaire says to buy a new home. Should you? Should you buy a second home? And refinancing your mortgage, there's some energy efficient opportunities out there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you are ready for that mortgage, VIP has all the products for you. One day out of short sale, one day out of bankruptcy, one day out of foreclosure. They've got that, but they've also got a product that I'm doing more and more research and communications on. It is an energy efficient product. It's a new guidelines coming from the federal government that will allow you to have 15% of your mortgage go into energy-efficient upgrades doesn't count against your ratios. Think about that. You got a $400,000 property, and under this program, it's a federal program, you can get $60,000, depending upon what you're doing, for energy-efficient improvements to your home. Think about what that would cost. Think about the low interest rate environment that we're in now and how much money you're going to save on your SDG&E, your Edison, your, all the different utility companies that are under the sound of our voice. Think about that. If you're still paying too much on the mortgage, you've got equity. We've told you that before. 92% of Americans have equity in their property now. A lot don't think they do. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at VIP Mortgage. If it's time for you, or if you don't know the answer to whether it's time for you, just give me a call, 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with the proper people there at VIP. Continuing our conversation this morning, Chris Husong is our guest. Club M is the name of his company. Doing a little conversation and education on cannabis, marijuana. And before the break, we were starting to chat a little bit about government intervention. You know me, I'm pretty much against all sorts of government intervention. There needs to be a little bit of regulation, but the government always seems to go overboard when it comes to intervention. They think that their job is to control every aspect of our lives. That's certainly not a good idea, in my opinion. But we're now seeing that in the marijuana industry, the federal government says that it's illegal. And there are certain states that are now saying, no, we don't care about it, that it's not illegal. Colorado was one of the leaders in that. And I'm going to share with you just a thought here. Why is the government involved in it? Maybe they haven't figured out how to monetize marijuana for their own benefit. Now, we're spending millions, billions of dollars on law enforcement. But think about this. And I don't know the statistics. I'll ask Chris what these statistics are. Maybe he knows them. But I do know that millions of people die every year of lung cancer. What is the number one cause of lung cancer? Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. But cigarettes. Yet they're legal. Saccharin. Do you remember saccharin days, Chris?
Those
little pink packages?
I do.
I think two people died and they took the product off the market. Yet the biggest item on the market, I mean, I don't know of anything that any single product that kills more people than cigarette smoke. Yet the government makes so much money on it. All they do is tax it more to say, we're going to create a disincentive here, or they think they are, tax it more, and we'll let you keep having it. Chris, why haven't they done that with marijuana? So many people want it. Is that a solution?
It's a huge solution. It would be amazing. And it's interesting that you make that correlation, because part of the reason that cannabis and hemp and marijuana are illegal is because of the tobacco industry.
So for a layperson like me, before we go on with that, back up just a little bit. I'm a simple guy. Cannabis, hemp, marijuana. Are they three different items?
So cannabis is the category of both marijuana and hemp.
Okay.
Hemp has little or no THC, which is the chemical that gets you, is the psychoactive part of the plant.
Okay.
That gets you high, right? Hemp has none of that in it, where marijuana does. So that's why hemp is actually a legal substance. A company called Elixinol sells hemp all over the place, right? It's legal in all 50 states, 40 different countries, no problem. It's only illegal in some countries because they don't have a separate word from hemp and marijuana. But the same thing. But with marijuana, that's the part that's got the THC in it in higher levels that gets you the psychoactive part.
Gotcha. Okay, so
two different plants. It's like lemons and oranges, right?
Okay.
They're both citrus fruits, but one has a different taste to it, right?
Okay, so that helps for the layman, like the simple guy. I mean, I just don't understand all this. So the government's got their, so I guess Colorado wants their hands in that pot.
Well, they made $70 million last year on it.
$70 million. Wow, California, if Colorado could do 70 million, California could do twice as good.
Or more, right?
And we got more people and we like to tax people more.
There you go.
Right? So it's just the way we are. And
right now in LA, they're proposing a 15% tax on just the marijuana, medical marijuana, just to be able to fund the homeless project. They could make
which they don't know how to deal with anyway.
Right. But now they could get some money to hopefully fix it.
And well, in California though, we just borrow money and print more money. There so we don't really worry about budget. I mean, that would make too much logic
You know, that's me, logical. And that's the whole problem with cannabis. It just makes it's illogical, it's illegal.
Okay, so let's go back to what we were talking about in the last segment. I mean, at what point should it be or should it not? I mean, we look at cannabis. Now we've got the medical side of it. So yep. the doctors and the medical industry wants to get their hand in this pot, so to speak, and no pun intended. But then what about the idea? Where do you draw the line? If you say, okay, prohibition doesn't work, yet to a certain extent, it does in some instances because we really don't have the problem. I mean, I don't see a black market for blood pressure medicine, right? Yet we make sure that a doctor has to sign off on it. I don't see a black market in my gout medicine. Where do you draw the line between what you do with marijuana, cocaine, opium, blood pressure medicine? Where do you draw a line in there, or do you?
Well, so what I would say is the reason a lot of those things that there's not a black market for out there, those don't have some sort of illicit extra external use, you know, where Adderall or, you know, different ADD medicines and different things, there's a different use that people have found for them. You know, pain medication is highly addictive. That's why that has to be highly regulated. And that's why there's a huge market. Cannabis itself is not addictive.
Interesting, because you hear people say that I have to do it every day.
There you go. Just like I have to do coffee or just like I have to do exercise, right? There's people that have addictive behaviors. There's people that get addicted to anything. They could get addicted to listening to your show, right?
Well, they should be, right? I mean, there's just common sense
right.
into there. Okay, so that makes – so let me ask, you know, just on a personal standpoint, people that are in the medical or in the marijuana industry, entrepreneurs – they just sit around getting high all day and munchies all day, or what's the deal there? Give us the inside scoop.
So here's my story on it, and I'm unique, but I've just smoked cannabis for the very first time on 420 this year. I've never had cannabis. I've never had marijuana. I've never had any of those products until then, right? I was strictly in this to help people and strictly in this because my mind got changed about what people should have access for. So it's from that aspect alone that I think that, no, I'm not sitting around smoking a bong all day.
So, you saw the football player last week, right?
Right. He's one of many, right? If you see the guys in the draft,
I got to imagine, though, that was a little overboard, having that full face mask helmet with the bong that, I mean, it looked like he was wearing a gas mask.
He was. And, you know, he talks about how, you know, that was in high school and he was messing around and whatever. But if you go to the people in the draft right now, if any of them, if marijuana was inches, all of them would be disqualified. What happened was that information that got shared about that poor kid was he's just a troubled kid from day one, right? So there's tons of videos out of him doing all sorts of crazy stuff. He's got impulse control issues. Lots of people do, right? But that doesn't demonize cannabis itself.
And that was the whole thing. I mean, because that's all that really got brought about was, you know, hey, he's a pot-smoking kid. And what kind of trouble is he going to cause? Personally, I look at some of these things and say that I wish from many aspects, not just from the cannabis idea, that they would look at the character of some of these athletes as a whole.
Yep.
Right? Did they go to school? Were they good citizens? Were they working community service? You know, obviously, was there any of these other issues or all part of it?
Yep.
But just a component, right? I mean, because these are our kids' role models. That's...
Absolutely. It all comes down to character and intention. When we talk about our box, the inbox, we send that out every month. It's a curated moment that we send out. We set an intention of what you're supposed to experience or what we hope that you're going to do. The first one was love. The second one was imagination. The third one was grow. We're trying to get you to expand your mind. We're not trying to get you couch locked and eating Cheetos.
Well, the Cheetos guys would love you then. We're going to talk more about the M-Box. You're going to laugh, Chris, because it's funny. Ironic that you say that 420 was the first time that you, of your experience. I was one of them that I had to be told what 420 even meant. I didn't even know what the significance of 420 was until probably just in the last couple of months. I mean, talk about... sheltered here, guys. Sorry about that. I'm a, you know, conservative, fat, bald guy that just does a little radio every morning and been in the finance industry for a lot of years. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, the M box. I do like, I wonder what the UPS man is saying when he delivers the M box. We'll talk about that when we come back. A billionaire saying buy a home or two. Maybe it's easy for him to say, but we're going to talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. If you've got any questions for Chris, just send us a tweet right now. We'll take a look at them. I'll monitor the feed and see what we can do to get that on there. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 186-6775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. You gotta love those real estate professionals. What are they out there doing? They're gonna help you with the equity of your home. You cannot get that with those online services. You gotta talk to somebody. There's some questions that need to be answered to find out what the true equity is of your home. And here's the simple solution. text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. PEAR to 79564. One of the area trusted professionals. There's someone in your neighborhood. We'll reach out to you and get you the information that you need. Have you ever heard of a guy named John Paulson? John Paulson? A lot of people don't know the name John Paulson. But back in 2007, John Paulson was, he still is today, a hedge fund operator. And back then, John Paulson basically said, the mortgage market, the real estate industry, the real estate market is going to implode. And everybody looked at the man and said, you're nuts. And he said, no, the industry is going to implode. And lo and behold, he was correct. And he made billions and billions of dollars stating that the industry was going to implode. Then he came out 3 years ago, gave a keynote address at a CNBC institutional investor conference. And in his speech, he says the housing market 3 years ago has bottomed. It's not too late to get involved. I still think buying a home is the best investment any individual can make. 3 years ago, he said that. 2 years ago, he reiterated the comments. Think about this. He's a multi-billionaire hedge fund operator, and he's saying, buy a home. If you own a home, buy a second home or help a family member to get a home. Interest rates are unbelievably low still. California CoreLogic is saying we're going to increase our appreciate our real estate values 10.2% this year. I don't know if it's going to go at 10.2, but what if it only did half and you get into the game? It is a great place to be, especially when we look at what the stock market is doing. Have you looked at the stock market lately? Have you looked at your 401k lately? Now, the market's at 17.8 right now, 17,852, up 79 points today. For no good reason. Even Apple. I mean, Apple makes money all the time, and even they were losing money or didn't make as much, didn't lose money, but not making as much. I would be careful if I were in real estate, if I was in the stock market, if I were you. Real estate, different game. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals from Ron Siegel Radio. Continuing our conversation this morning, Chris Husong is in the house, Club M. Your very, very simple host has been getting an education on cannabis, hemp, marijuana, chatting about all these different things. How do you get it? So Chris, we started talking a little bit about the M-Box, and we're going to chat more about that. But in California, you know, our audience obviously is all over. You know, we're on ronsiegelradio.tv. That catches the entire world that wants to listen. But the issue that I have, what is required? I mean, in order to get marijuana legally, all we want to talk about is the legal portions of it, obviously.
Obviously.
Is you have to have a doctor recommendation, I think is the term you used?
Correct.
So what's involved in that? I mean, can any doctor do that? Or is it specialized doctors?
No, a general practitioner can make that recommendation, just like they can make a recommendation for anything that they think will be helpful to treat whatever indication or ailment you have. We partner with a company called HelloMD that helps us do that virtually. So people can go to our website, joinclubm.com. They can go in there and start to apply. If they don't have a recommendation card, they just got to hit one button. They can fill out a form, send a copy of their ID, and a doctor within 20 minutes to an hour can talk to them online, send them their recommendation card digitally, and in the mail you get it in a couple of days.
I'm going to use the simple man terms. Is the doctor doing a legitimate job when they make these orders?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yeah, absolutely. They're asking, you know, you have to fill out a questionnaire beforehand.
Good.
They're asking you all sorts of information about you. It's all legitimate. It's not a wink and a nudge.
Right.
This is not a backroom thing. This is absolutely. And there's so many reasons that cannabis can help people enhance their lives, but there's tons of people that have very debilitating migraines, arthritis. You know,
we hear about the usage of cannabis for cancer patients.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine anybody in their right mind that would want to prohibit somebody that's going through cancer and the pains and horrible experience there. You wouldn't want to prohibit them from having something that would help them.
Absolutely. Why would you want to prohibit it?
Right.
And what's great about the M-Box is there's so many of those people, they don't want to go down to the doctor and get that recommendation card. They don't want to then drive an hour to the dispensary, right? They want to be able to have really quality stuff sent to them because they're already dealing with health issues. They don't want to get it from the guy in the Walmart parking lot.
Right. And,
right.
And the risk then.
Right.
Right. I mean, you're doing something that is legal.
Right.
And, but you're doing it in a way that might make you feel less than legal, or the police officer that comes by may not know that it's a legal transaction, and you
right.
may not know who you're dealing with, or some of the things, obviously, that we, you know, me being so ignorant in the issue, comes up and says, okay, how do you know you're getting something good? Before we get to getting quality product,
right?
What I, you know, the reason I was asking you about the doctor issue,
yeah,
was right now, you know, when I was a kid, probably when you were a kid, maybe some of when you were kids, there was a label put on people, right? There
yep.
was, if we were misbehaving in class, they just said he's a bad kid, stick him in the corner, or stick him out with the other bad kids.
Yep.
And in the last 5 to 10 years, we've learned something called ADD,
mm-hmm.
right? That there was no real diagnosis for ADD when I was in school. It was just a kid was bad.
Yep.
Didn't realize that it was a faulty wiring in the brain.
Yep.
Now we've got a lot of young people on Ritalin and Adderall and those issues. And I don't know what kind of interactions there could be from cannabis to those other drugs.
Right.
Or maybe you don't even need those other drugs.
Right.
But you want a doctor that might have done some research to answer those questions for us.
Absolutely. And that's why they ask you what other medications are you on. I personally totally relate to what you're talking about. I had ADD as a kid. I have dyslexia. You know, I'd always test really high as a smart kid and then fail out because I wasn't doing the homework. You know, I wasn't able to read. I wasn't able to keep up. Same thing, right? Now there's kids that are diagnosed with these things and they're able to get treated. But that's over prescribed. They're lazy a lot of times. You want to look for a really good quality doctor for anything in your
sure,
life.
Sure, absolutely.
And that's why we've partnered with HelloMD because they're great.
So what is the M-Box? Explain that to me. We're looking at it. Those of you on ronsiegelradio.tv, you can actually see the M-Box right here. Chris, you don't look at anything like Vanna White, but you know, you'll do it for the day. What is an M-Box?
So M-Box is our premium product that we deliver $200 worth of cannabis, music, munchies, merchandise to you for $100 a month, $97 a month. We have a private courier service that we use to deliver all over California, and it's discreet. It's quality products. We vet everything and we set it up so that each moment is a perfect moment that you can have with your friends and share.
Well, that sounds pretty interesting because, I mean, it makes it a lot easier, right?
Yep.
I mean, the delivery service just brings it. Now, you had another one in there that talking about with your friends and share. I don't know. It sounds like you've done radio a lot, Chris, with a little segue there with your friends and share.
Yeah, well, what we do is we partner with really quality people that make products, and one of them is Foria that makes a cannabis sex enhancement oil for women, and it's just flying off the shelves. People love it. It's cannabis oil and coconut oil. And, you know, increases blood
nice
flow.
Nice and smooth.
Nice and smooth. People, they love it.
I don't even know
it.
Where we want to go with that one. All we could do is get ourselves in a little bit of trouble there.
Well, you know, single guys.
Single guys. Hey, you know something? Our flagship, ESPN Radio. So that's, you got to get that one. Do you have to have a doctor's letter for that? Or
yep. So for anything with cannabis, you got to have a prescription, a recommendation.
Recommendation. Letter. Okay, so... Then you must have a gender-specific M-Box.
No, I don't. Each one, so we delivered this one. Any product that comes in the M-Box, you can go to our website, joinclubm.com, and buy any of our products individually.
Okay.
As long as you've joined the club, then and you've sent us your ID, you've sent us your recommendation card, we've verified it's all there, then you can order anything from the store. But in the Love Box, we included this. We also included some edibles.
The Love
and some
Box.
There you go, right?
Okay. Okay, we got that soundbite right there. And the Love Box from Chris Hussong. Okay,
there you
got
go.
Got that one going. Okay, so we're going to have to make sure you get all this information. And you said that's $97 a month.
$97 a month. You can stop your subscription at any time. We deliver it all over California. And once Obama and the rest of the team get it online, we'll deliver it to any other state too.
Can't go to Colorado yet.
I can't cross that state line.
Okay, so you might have to set up an office over in...
there you go.
Great information. If you want more information about Club M, Chris Hussong. We've got his information right there on Ron Siegel Radio on the Facebook page. And stay tuned. Maybe we'll be able to get Chris to come back in and share more information. He's got a lot of products here, and we only spoke about two of them today. So be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items that affect your house and your bank account. Thanks to Chris Hussong for joining us today. Thanks to all our sponsors. A very big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Our house.